This is Senator Al Simpson. Should America revoke most favored nation trade status for China or maintain our current course? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, all of us want China to change its ways. We want to see openness and freedom come to that nation which for so many decades has sadly repressed its people. But the big question is, will choking off trade with China force it to make the changes? Ted, if America really wants to press for a positive influence on China, slamming the door right in its face surely will not bring us closer. Let's not forget how we convinced China not to sell silkworm missiles to Iran in '87 when our Navy was patrolling the Gulf. Trade means cooperation and communication, Ted. Jerking the rug out from under China will only force it to seek new markets elsewhere. Ted, tear down that great wall around your mind. Countries want freedom when they have had a taste for it, not when they don't even know the difference from what they have.
Al, that's a preposterous justification for trading with China. Repression's okay, you say, as long as the victims of repression don't know any better. What you're really defending, Al, is the blood-soaked profits of American firms willing to do business with China, regardless of the brutality of the regime. You were against U.S. economic sanctions against apartheid in South Africa, so it's hardly surprising that old Al Simpson sides with dictators in China, too. The massacre in Tiananmen Square in 1989 and the continuing repression since then are good reasons to go slow on U.S. trade with China. Instead of rushing to embrace that regime to improve business profits, we ought to use our trade to improve conditions in China. That means progress on human rights and participation by China in international efforts to halt the proliferation of nuclear weapons. Trade with China, yes, Al, but not at any price. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on that 1980 deal to delay the release of our hostages. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.